Chapter 7 Heidi went to see Grandmother the next day. Grandfather went to get her trunk from the village. "Did you like the bread?" Heidi asked.
"I did. We can only get black bread from the baker," Peter's grandmother said.
"I will get Clara to send you more white rolls," Heidi said.
"They will be stale before they get here," Peter's grandmother said.
"I have money now. I will use it to buy you white bread every day. I will get the baker to bring it to you," Heidi said.
"No, do not spend your money on me," Peter's grandmother said.
Heidi read some hymns to Peter's grandmother. She was very happy when Heidi read to her. Grandfather came to get Heidi. They walked home.
"Can we go to the baker tomorrow? I want to buy bread every day for Peter's grandmother," Heidi said.
"Yes, we can," Grandfather said. Heidi got the book that Grandmother Sesemann gave her. She read it to Grandfather. It was the story of the prodigal son. Grandfather cried when he heard it. Heidi went to sleep. Grandfather prayed. "I am sorry, God," he said. The next day was Sunday. Grandfather took Heidi to church. The village people were all there. They were surprised to see Grandfather in church. Grandfather took Heidi to see the vicar after church. "I was wrong. I want to bring Heidi to the village in winter. She can go to school," Grandfather said. Everyone was happy. Heidi and Grandfather went up the mountain. They went to Peter's house. He had a letter for Heidi. It was from Clara. Grandfather fixed Grandmother's house. "I miss you. Grandmother Sesemann and I are coming to see you," the letter said. Clara was very ill. Frau Rottenmeier didn't want her to travel. The doctor came to see her. "She is not well enough to go," the doctor said. "You will go instead," Herr Sesemann said. The doctor was a sad and lonely man because his daughter died. "Going to the mountains will help him be happy again," Herr Sesemann thought. Clara gave the doctor lots of presents for Heidi. There was a winter cloak for Heidi and lots of bags and boxes. There was a shawl and cakes for Peter's grandmother. There was a sausage for Peter. There was tobacco for Grandfather. Peter came to get the goats every morning from Grandfather's house. "Will you come with me to the meadow?" he asked Heidi every day.
"No, I am waiting for Clara," Heidi said.
Peter was very upset. Heidi went to sit in the trees. She was waiting to see Clara, but she didn't see her. She saw the doctor.
"Grandfather, the doctor is here," she shouted.
She ran to the doctor. "Thank you for sending me home," she said. She took him to the house. He was very happy to see Heidi.
"I thought you would forget me. I'm glad you didn't."
"Clara is too ill. She will come in the spring," the doctor said.
"That is good. She can stay longer in the spring, Heidi told him. She saw the doctor was very unhappy. Grandfather was happy to see the doctor. You were kind to Heidi in Frankfurt, Grandfather said. The doctor gave Heidi all the presents. She was very happy with the presents. She wanted to take them to Peter and his grandmother. Grandfather liked his tobacco. Heidi took the presents to Peter's house after lunch. Grandmother liked her presents. Peter was very happy with the sausage. He only ever ate bread and cheese. The doctor stayed at the inn in the village. He walked up the mountain every day.